Hello everyone, welcome to Naomi's Talk Show, where I'll be talking about the Viking invasion, which is a period in European history that occurred from 793 to 1066 AD. First things first, who are the Vikings and what did they do? Well, the Vikings were Norse seafarers who raided and traded from their northern European homelands, which is Scandinavia, across wide areas of Europe and explored westwards to Iceland, Greenland, Vinland, Britain, and Ireland. Stereotypically, Vikings are known to wear horn and helmets, but surprisingly, this isn't true. Painters seem to have fabricated the trend during the 19th century, perhaps inspired by the descriptions of northern Europeans by ancient Greek and Roman chronicles. The cause of the Viking invasions is speculated to be tied with rituals of Christianity. The Viking raiders struck England in 793 and raided Lindisfarne, the monastery that held St. Cuthbert's relics. The location was a well-known abbey of learning, famous throughout the continent of the knowledgeable monks and its extensive library. They killed the monks and captured the valuables. This raid marked the beginning of the Viking Age of Invasion. Years after the initial raid, villages, monasteries, and cities were captured by the intruders. The Vikings were basically living under them as the intruders controlled them and their land. The ship the Vikings used during the raid is something I find really fascinating, and I'm sure you will too. The Viking ship is the heart of the culture and very crucial to them. Their extraordinary long vessels, which have been honed for more than 10 centuries, the building skills of the Norse led to the different kinds of vessels, ranging from small fishing boats and big belly cargo to the famous lightning-fast longships used for raiding. The Viking ship yielding craft reached a high point in the 7th century when they invented the keel. That's a structural beam that runs from the bow to the stern and sits lower than the main body of the ship. This increased speed and stability and prevented unwanted movement of the ship. The keel, with the addition of a large sail, allowed the Norsemen to make long journeys across the Atlantic Ocean, something they couldn't do before. And by the way, Norsemen are also called Vikings, in case you get it mixed up. Looking back now, the vessels are viewed as revolutionary design and technological miracle because it was way ahead of their time to bring something like that. Back to our main topic, the Vikings invasion. By mid-9th century, Vikings gained control of the northern isles of Scotland, which is Shetland and the Orkneys, the Hebrides and the mainland of Scotland. They founded Ireland's first trading towns, which is Dublin, Waterford, Wexford, Wicklow, and Limerick, and used their base on the Irish coast to launch attacks within Ireland and across the Irish Sea to England, as gathered from history.com. Only one kingdom was able to resist the attacks of the Vikings, Wessex. King Alfred the Great of Wessex became the only king to decisively defeat a Viking army in England. Leaving Wessex, the Vikings settled to the north in an area known as Danelaw. The Viking Age ended with the events of 1066 in England. By that time, all the Scandinavian kingdoms were Christians, and what remained of Viking culture was being absorbed into the culture of Christian Europe. Today, signs of the Viking legacy can be found mostly in the Scandinavian origins of some vocabulary and place names in the areas in which they settled, including Northern England, Scotland, and Russia. In Iceland, the Vikings left an extensive body of literature, the Icelandic sagas, in which they celebrated the greatest victories of their glorious past. Thank you for listening, and I hope I was able to shed some light on the Vikings invasions.